And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Tell It to the Judge. When Sparky disappeared, everyone thought he had gone back to the land of make-believe. Yuki built a magic travel machine so he could go to the land of make-believe and try to find our little friend Sparky. When he got there, he certainly was surprised, for he was arrested by a little leprechaun cop for trespassing of all things. And the leprechaun cop took Yuki into court. And there, Yuki was surprised to find that the judge was Sparky. Come join us.
All right, come on now, pay attention. All hail, in front of the judge, here he is, here comes the judge. All right there, prison men. Come on, stand up before the judge.
What is the first case?
Oh, you're right, sir. I found this here people person walking along.
Wait a minute, I know this here judge. It's Sparky Lad, what are you doing up there behind that judge's bench there?
Silence in the court. I am the judge in this land of make-believe courtroom.
Yeah, but Sparky Lad, don't you know me? I'm your old friend, Yuki Butcher. Don't you know me? Hey, Sparky.
Silence, I say.
Yeah, but Sparky Lad.
The prisoner will please speak only when he's spoken to.
But now, Sparky Lad, I've come here to the land of make-believe to take you home with me. Come on, Big John misses you. Mayor Plumfront misses you. I miss you, too. Everybody misses you.
Now, what are you talking about, young man?
Young man? Say, where do you get that young man stuff there, Sparky Lad?
Show more respect to your elders.
For my elders? You listen here, Sparky Lad. I'm old enough to be your daddy. Don't talk to me like that. I'll bend you over my knee and give you a good paddling.
Old enough to be my daddy? That's a good one. Why, young man, I'm older than you'll ever be.
Oh, my goodness. Sparky Lad has gone and lost his memory.
But now, on with the case. You, man, are you guilty or not guilty?
Oh, I'm not guilty, Sparky Lad. On top of that, there's something else that I want to say.
Since you plead not guilty, we'll have to have a trial. But since you obviously do not have a lawyer, the court will have to appoint one for you. Prisoner people person, sit down until your lawyer gets here.
Oh, B, I've got to have time to figure this thing out. Why doesn't Sparky Lad recognize me? I wonder if he's lost all his memory of his life at Big John's house when he returned here to the land of make-believe. Uh-oh, there he is, getting up there, acting like a judge, rapping his gavel on the bench.
Order in the court! Order in the court! The people person prisoner will please step forward.
Hey, look here, Sparky Lad. I've had enough of this here playing around. Now, my time is valuable. I've come up here to the land of make-believe to take you home. Now, do you or don't you want to return home with me? I want to know. Just go ahead and tell me. Do you or don't you?
Silence! I have told you people, person prisoner, that you must speak only when spoken to.
Well, all I can say is this is not so very
people
fine,
prisoner.
Boy. Yeah.
Charged with walking on the wrong side of the road, speaking to Little Red Riding Hood, being in cahoots with the gingerbread house witch, eating pieces of our ice cream oven and the cookies, potato chips, and pretzels off our tree, drinking the soft drink out of our brook, and since you are a people person from Earth, you are also charged with trespassing on private land of make-believe property.
Well, look, Sparky Lad, I've only come here to bring you back
and
home to...
Stop referring to me as Sparky Lad. My name is Leprechaun Cibillus. You may call me Your Honor.
Well, okay, so I'll call you Your Honor. But now, as I was saying, Your Honor...
Silence! You have pleaded not guilty to the charges placed against you, therefore a trial is necessary. And a lawyer has been assigned you. He is standing next to you. You have 5 minutes to form a defense to justify your actions. Talk it over with your lawyer.
Well, I have to have a lawyer, all right. But you see, Mr. Lawyer, I came here to find this... Sparky Lad! It's you! Hey, wait a minute. Now there's two of you. The one sitting up there behind the judge's bench and you. No wonder the judge didn't recognize me. You're twins or something like that.
Mr. People Person. We haven't much time. We have to plan our defense. If I can prove you came here to the land of make-believe without any intentions of doing harm, I may be able to get you out of this.
Now, wait a minute, Sparky Lad. Look, all I want to do here...
Don't call me Sparky Lad. My name is Leprechaun Splinibbit.
Now, wait a minute. But there other fellow up there acting like he's a judge says his name is Leprechaun Cheesegibbit. And you say your name is Leprechaun Splinibbit? And you both look exactly like my little friend Sparky. Now, who's who around here? And by the way, where is Sparky? That's what I want to know.
I certainly don't know what you're talking about. Shh, look over there. That fellow fellow over there is the prosecuting attorney. And he will ask you some tricky questions. And I want you to be on guard at all times.
Well, the prosecuting attorney looks exactly like Sparky, too. Hey, tell me, Mr. Lawyer, what's his name? If it isn't Sparky, I'd like to know what it is. It isn't Sparky by any chance, is it?
No. His name is Leprechaun T-Bibbit.
T-Bibbit, Slee-Bibbit, and T-Bibbit. But no Sparky, huh?
The trial is about to begin. See, the jury has taken its place in the jury box. Now smile at them. If they like your looks, they may give you a verdict in your favor.
I've tried to smile at them, but I can't. All 12 of them look exactly like Sparky Lad. Hey, how come everybody around here looks alike?
But that's because you're in the Leprechaun Court. All leprechauns look alike. But don't worry. The jury is made up of the most respected leprechauns in the land of make-believe. From left to right, you will see that they are Leprechaun Bilibbit, Bifibbit, Firibbit, Firibbit, Gibbit, Gibbit, Kiskibbit, Likibbit, Newibbit, Nikibbit, Libibbit, and Vinibbit.
Sounds like a bunch of frogs in the pond. Sure is getting mighty confusing. The judge, the jury, and both lawyers looking exactly like Sparky. Now, how in the world am I going to find the little lad in a place like this where everybody looks alike, I'd like to know.
Order! Order in the court.
Shh, quiet. The judge is about to address the court.
Yeah.
We are here today to try an intruder from the earth, a people person. He is charged with eating our mountains, our shrubs, drinking our brooks, being in cahoots with the gingerbread house witch and talking to Little Red Riding Hood along with walking on the wrong side of the road and trespassing. All right, the prosecuting attorney may present his case. Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, leprechauns of the jury, elves, gnomes, and leprechauns here present. Today, Film Officer Slenderback apprehended that people person sitting over there.
How did I ever get into this mess? Not only does everybody here in the courtroom look like Sparky Lad, but they sound like him, too. Now, how in the world will I ever find Sparky in a place like this? It gets confusinger and confusinger every bit. The best. That's what it is. Just the best.
Order in the court.
People person, the jury has returned with their verdict. Now listen closely.
Well, I'm listening, but I'm so mixed up, I just don't seem to care what happens. Everywhere I look, all I see and hear is Sparky, but none of them is Sparky.
Have you reached the verdict, leprechauns of the jury?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
And what is your verdict?
We find the people person defendant guilty as charged.
The defendant will please step forward. Now, have you anything to say before I pass sentence?
I just have one thing to say, Your Honor. I sure am confused.
I hereby sentence you to 30 days in the land of make-believe jail. No officer going to back, take the prisoner to his cell.
All right, people person, just step right up here, Mr. Prisoner. And this is your cell. Now you'll have to share it with another prisoner.
Yeah, okay. Just lock me up and get it over with. Might as well. Well, here I am in jail in the land of make-believe. I wish this was a make-believe jail, but the walls are just as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar. Well, fellow prisoner, what are you in for?
Yuki! Yuki, what are you doing here?
Wouldn't you know it? Even the prisoner they put in the jail looks like Sparky. Hey, wait a minute. How'd you know my name was Yuki?
Yuki, don't you know me? I'm Sparky, your old friend.
Well, that's what I kept trying to tell all them other fellows that looked like you. Are you really Sparky?
Sure, don't you recognize me?
I'm getting tired of recognizing you, lad. Everybody I look at looks like you.
Well, I can prove I'm Sparky. Listen, Yuki, how is Big John? How is Mayor Plumfront? How is your 1913 Model T taxi cab? Did that prove anything?
Hey, well, what do you know? You are Sparky. I finally found you. Boy.
Oh,
boy, Yuki, it sure is good to see you again. Wait, how'd you get here?
Oh, never mind that, Sparky lad. I'm not worried about how I got here. What I'm worried about is how are we going to get away from here? How are we going to get out of this here jail?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem, all right. In the land of make-believe, they really make their jails escape-proof. They have to be when you use them to hold magic people like elves and gnomes and leprechauns prisoners.
Yeah, well, listen, lad, we have to do a lot of thinking. We've got a real problem. How to get out of this here land of make-believe jail, which is anything but make-believe. Yes, sirree, we've got a real problem.